Rest your body in crocodile. We'll be doing a lot of discussion and activation around the abdominal area. And to maximize on the benefits that we'll gain from the practice, you really want to make sure your abdomen is released. And feel how the release in the abdomen can give you a sense of support and groundedness in the floor or by the floor underneath you. Relax your head and your face. Relax around your neck and your throat. All around your arms and shoulders. Relax down your torso. Sense how your abdominal muscles and all the organs around your abdomen relax. They're massaged by the floor. Relax your hips and pelvis and down through your legs to your feet, to your toes. Take a few deep breaths. Could begin to rock your head side to side. And specifically, again, pay attention to your abdomen. Then slide your legs together. Great. Now let's activate the pelvic floor and see how the pelvic floor, the glutes, all the way through the abdomen, it's all connected. Asvini Mudra. So as you exhale, engage the glutes, engage to the pelvic floor. And as you inhale, relax the glutes, relax the pelvic floor. So you're exhaling and contracting all the organs of elimination. And inhale, releasing. But try to get a sense how the activation and awareness that you create in the backside, the glutes, the pelvic floor, the organs of elimination, have a lifting quality. That energetically lifts awareness higher. One more time. Exhale and squeeze. And then inhale, relax. Good. And roll over onto your back. Now, as you lie on your back for a few moments here, first feel the stability of the floor. And then notice how your abdomen that was pushing against the floor in the prone crocodile position, it's relaxed. It's not pushing against anything. So there may be a sense of lightness and openness in the abdomen. And try to sense how the activation of the work around the pelvic floor and the organs of elimination in the Asvini Mudra had an impact also. Upward through the pelvis to the abdomen. Great. Now bring your legs a little bit closer together and hug your right knee into your chest. So relax your head, relax your shoulders. The next time you exhale, focus on your abdomen as you curl your forehead up toward the right leg. And inhale, release your back and head down. Curl up At the end of the curl, using your abdomen, you may use your neck muscles and draw the forehead closer to the knee. Inhale and release down. One more time, really focus on the abdomen, but this time, the third time you come up, hold the position, unshrug the shoulders. Notice you have to breathe and you manage to hold strength in the abdomen. And then release down, stretch the right leg all the way out. And notice how your abdomen feels. Switch legs. Take a deep breath in, and when you exhale, curl up. Your body comes up initially because of the power of your abdominal muscles. You may squeeze the leg with your arm muscles a little bit. Inhale, releasing down. Two more times, exhale, curl up. Great, the third time you come up, hold. Hold the curl. You must be strong in the abdominal muscles, and you also have to stimulate diaphragmatic breathing. How do they coexist? And then release. Stretch the legs out. Rest the arms by the sides. You're supported. Your back is supported. Notice how your abdomen feels. Slowly roll to your side and press back into child's pose. Release the weight of your body down through your shin bones, hips to your heels, abdomen toward your lap. And it is imperative that your forehead makes contact with something here, because then you'll be able to relax your face and your abdominal muscles, and you'll be able to diaphragmatically breathe, which is essential if we want to establish pranic awareness around the abdominal space. Inhale and come up to all fours. Do a few rounds of the cat-cow stretch, incorporating an action and movement around your whole spine. Keep the focus initiated by the abdominal muscles, drawing the belly in on exhale. Inhale, the abdomen releases and your back draws into an arch. Exhale, the abdomen draws in and the back comes into a rounding movement, a cat stretch. Great, one more. Excellent. Now on an exhale, tuck your toes under and shift your hips back to your heels. Bounce the shoulders a little bit. Make sure there's no effort, unnecessary effort in the shoulders, and you're in your legs. You know, legs are extension of the root. An established root, an established muladhara gives support to the whole body and the abdomen, and all the power in the abdomen, the pranic hub, is possible because of strong roots. So steady in the feet and the legs, lift the hips up in downward dog pose. That's your power here. Your power's in the feet, your power's in the legs, and it translates up through the pelvic floor and in through the low abdominals. Now breathe. Great. On an inhale, look forward. Step your right foot to the top. And let's drop the left knee down to the floor. And you might take blocks underneath your hands. Now let's do a supported, so your body's supported by the floor, active lunge. So on an inhale, lift your gaze, your collarbones, and you're extending through the spine. Good. As you exhale, shift the hips back a little bit. They may come over the left knee, but fold forward. Good. As you inhale, come back to lunge and feel how your abdomen expands. When you exhale, engage at the pelvic floor, engage at the low abdominals, and feel how that opens your back. See, the energy at the pranic hub is going to allow for a shared experience of openness, a shared experience of power. The support that the left knee feels and the support that the right heel feels, in coordination with the support that the hands feel, if they're on blocks or not, is going to allow for any unnecessary holding and gripping to release. So you can focus in the middle. You can focus at the core. The next time you come to the lunge, pause here. Now, again, establish the firmness in your legs and raise your arms up by your sides. There's a balance element here. So sometimes when we don't feel balanced, the body grips. And where we grip around the abdomen. And then immediately diaphragmatic breathing ceases. So establish diaphragmatic breathing. Establish, sense how the right foot is supported, the left leg is supported. And breathe. Great. And then release the hands down. And step back into downward dog pose. Steady. Take a couple of breaths. Hands give you support. Feet give you support. And as a consequence, notice that when you're supported by both hands and both feet, you can be open in the upper abdominal area to breathe. You're dynamic in low abdomen. No doubt, very dynamic at the pelvic floor and low abdominals. But upper abdomen moves as you breathe. Now look forward and left foot to the top. Lunge on the second side, so the right knee come down. So depending on the floor you have, you might also put a cushion or blanket underneath the knee. I like to do that, a folded blanket, that helps. Especially if I'm on a harder floor. Now moving, your dynamic movement in the lunge. Inhale, extending up, and exhaling, folding forward. And the hips come back just essentially over the height of the back knee. Not anymore. Josh could certainly take his hip probably all the way to his right heel, but it's going to change the dynamic in the back and the hips. We want to keep the awareness all around the abdominal space. Inhale, abdomen's releasing. Exhale, squeezing through the pelvic floor, through the low abdominal, so you can release the back, the muscles along the spinal column. Great. Next time you come to the lunge, pause for a moment. So really sense how the left foot is grounding and how the right knee and right leg, lower leg are supportive. Activate the pelvic floor and then lift the torso. Arms float by the sides and up by the sides. And notice any tendency to not feel supported, which would mean you clench in the abdomen, and we start to cut energy off around the pranic hub. So once you're established in support and breathing, take your mind then to the awareness, the energetic awareness around the abdominal space. And then release your arms down, blocks out to the sides, and downward dog pose again. Steadiness and support. Great. Inhale and come out to a plank. Now in plank, you may be on the knees if low backs are concerned. You may be on your forearms if wrists are a concern. Now, notice you do need a lot of abdominal strength in the plank. You can let go of the glutes because that might pinch the low back, but you're strong in the abdominals. When you're strong, you still have to find where you're breathing. They have to coexist. That's how we expand. That's how we establish energy in the middle. Now, on an exhale, lower all the way down. When you lower down, you relax the upper abdomen. You relax the lower abdomen. Now, use deep pelvic muscles. Push the pubic bone into the floor and rise up. Lift your chest. You do use low abdominals here. Exhale, release. Inhale, lift up. Great. Exhale, release. One more time, lift up in cobra. At the top of your lift, close your eyes. If you came up too high, it just means that your breath's going to be held a little bit. So lower down slightly. So you can maintain the integrity in the legs. The lowest abdominals where the pubic bone pushes down, there's a gentle engagement at the glutes. And you're able to breathe. Release down. Turn your head to the side. Rest your arms by your sides. Relax your whole body. Turn your head the other way. Try to relax your body. It's not surprising sometimes that just turning your head one side to the other gives you an asymmetrical feedback in the neck or the shoulders or the chest or back. And then slowly come back, press back into child's pose. We want to continue. One of the benefits of establishing awareness and pranic strength and awareness around the abdominal space is it helps us deal with those asymmetries. We can get into a foundation of strength and support that we can move and grow outside of those limitations, outside of those things that have been unconsciously gripping. Now, as you rest in balasana, you have the legs and hips released, and you can breathe in a way your abdomen expands into your lap. Inhale to all fours. Tuck your toes under. Deliberately shift the hips back slightly off of the line of the knees. Strengthen the legs at the pelvic floor and press up into downward dog pose. Great. Take three breaths. After your three breaths, look forward. Walk forward. And on an inhale, rise up to stand. There are moments in the practice where you can sense an apparent shift. This is often one of them. You're standing in mountain pose after being on the knees in the prone and supine position. Try to check in and see how you take the stability and calmness of the floor into this upright standing pose. When you feel stability across the feet are supported by something. Notice you can ungrip, and you can pay attention to your pranic hub, the space around your navel, your abdomen, your solar plexus. Great. Now adjust your feet a little wider apart, Josh. Let's do some Agnisara. So hands on the legs. And in the beginning practice, as I do every time I come to Agnisara practice, it starts with abdominal squeezing and releasing. A kunchanam, prasarana, a squeezing and releasing, while the abdominal organs and the abdominal muscles really start to get on board and release. Tension, low levels of trauma. And that movement initiated by the abdominal strength starts to create a link in awareness through the whole back, to the neck and the shoulders. You may feel where in your body has been kind of outside the radar of awareness. All of a sudden you think, geez, neck, something's going on with my neck or shoulders or hips, and you make an adjustment and you use the practice to turn this pranic awareness around the abdominal space and share it. Everything's connected. We know that. Use the practice and share the benefits. Maybe you've been thinking a lot. A lot of work in your head is just tired. Close your eyes and use the pranic awareness and established awareness that you create at the navel to relax and energize and revitalize your brain. Why? Well, Agnisara says even the cerebral spinal fluid is drawing up through the spinal column to the brain. You can benefit the brain. And then on an inhale, come up to stand and adjust your feet just slightly closer together. As soon as you feel balanced, and it may take a little moment because there's a calibration period, it's not uncommon to feel a little bit lightheaded, a little bit that you need a moment for calibration. As soon as you feel balanced, close your eyes. And take your mind to your navel, to your solar plexus. Establishing a pranic awareness at a place requires constant reminders and constant checking in. Great. Go ahead, Josh. Open your eyes. Take your fingers on the shoulders now and start to circle your elbows. So at first thought, glance, or understanding, we may think this is not so much related to the abdomen, diaphragm, solar plexus. But as you dig a little deeper, notice how integrated it actually is. On a full inhalation, this upper abdomen is expanding just like the diaphragm is, and it's just creating this expanded awareness all across this space. As you exhale, you may gently squeeze and engage just like you would an Agnisara, and it creates this release and roundness through the back. No pressure, just a release. And you release and are exaggerated as much as you like. Switch directions. Inhale, elbows lifting, but expansion. Exhale, contract. Beautiful. Good, one more. Excellent. Rest your arms. Steady your body. Sense how you feel. Step your right foot back to Warrior One. Keep your arms by your sides for starters. Press through your feet. Establish firm, strong legs. So you're going to bend your left knee as much as you like, active through the pelvic floor, and engage in the low abdominals. But again, you need to release around the upper abdomen. And a way to remind this is to place your hands on your upper abdomen. And feel how this is where the respiratory diaphragm is. This is the way where, by diaphragmatically breathing, we're going to be able to get from a physical understanding to a non-physical. From a physical awareness to a pranic awareness. So keep your mind, keep your focus on that space and that understanding and raise your arms up. As you raise your arms up, you're active and you're dynamic. You're stretching, you're reaching. Really, not just slightly raise your arms, reach your arms dynamically up. And yet, challenge yourself to stay grounded. Challenge yourself to stay connected. That's the balance. And then if you can, close your eyes. Take a couple of breaths. Notice how much focus it's required here. Open your eyes. Release your hands down. Great. Step back into downward dog pose. Excellent. Let's switch sides. Right foot to the top. Rise up to warrior one. Take a moment and establish your feet. And once you establish your feet, make the pose a little bit more dynamic by bending the right knee to a comfortable distance, engaging the pelvic floor, resting the arms by the sides, and just try to sense how you're open across the chest, but relax, kind of taking some holding or tension out of the shoulders. Think about your navel. Where are you breathing? Where are you required to breathe to stimulate tone in the vagus nerve, to enhance the vagus nerve that Agnisara does such a fabulous job of? Raise your arms. When you raise your arms, you're moving in two directions. You're down through groundedness, and you're up to the sky. Well, somewhere in the middle, you're containing it all. You're establishing yourself. How do you establish yourself? Through breathing. Diaphragmatic breathing. It takes you into a space from understanding internally the physical benefits of the practice to the pranic benefits. If you feel steady and stable, close your eyes. Open your eyes, release your hands down, step back into downward dog. Take a full breath here, pressing through your hands and pressing through your feet. On an inhale, come out to a plank. And on an exhale, lower all the way down. Press up into cobra or upward dog pose as you'd like. Extending up, using your back strength. Stay high wherever you are. Bhujangasana, upward facing dog pose. And breathe. Notice your breath is going to lift your body because the diaphragm is pressing the abdominal contents down into your mat. It's going to lift you up as you inhale. Exhale, release. Tuck your toes under. Shift the hips back a little bit. Downward dog pose. Look forward, walk to the top. Fold to your legs as you exhale. As you inhale, rise up to stand. Raise your arms, reach up. It's all a continuation. As you reach up, think about where you were in Warrior One. You're reaching up and you're grounding down and you're breathing in the middle. Bring your hands together in a prayer position. There's an automatic connection that you create when your hands are in a prayer position. What can you sense physically, but maybe more interesting now, is what can you sense non-physical? What are the non-physical elements you experience inside? Open your eyes. Adjust your feet apart a little bit again. Let's do another few rounds of Agnisara. Establish yourself in the legs and the feet. Now again, wherever the practice, whatever this means for you, if it's abdominal work through Akunchana Prasarana, if it's moving up through Uddiyana Bandha and Nauli Kriya, be kind, be patient. Be focused. As you exhale and activate the abdomen, you're releasing the back. As you inhale and release the abdomen, the back takes its natural arch. Exhale, the low back around the kidneys, the quadratus laborum, all these muscles here through the back, they're stretched, they're open, massaged. Keep checking in and figuring out where any tension's held in the body. Sometimes it creeps into the neck or the shoulders or the jaw, and you bring your attention there and let it go. Great. Inhale and come up to stand. Adjust your feet a little bit closer. Close your eyes when you can. When you're steady, when you have stability, you're going to be able to breathe diaphragmatically. When you breathe diaphragmatically, you're going to naturally have access to the non-physical level of awareness, the pranic awareness. Try to sense what that feels like. Then slowly, maybe come back to the middle of your mat and let's come to a camel pose. I have a couple blocks here for Josh. You might have some blocks too, but you may not need the blocks. Options are to tuck the toes under, bring the tops of the feet down. You could bring the hands even to the backs of the legs like this, or two blocks. Stay steady, steadily aware of your low abdominal strength. And now the back is coming into a back bend. It means dynamic energy across the front. But if we're not cognizant, we start to get up into pressure in the collarbones and the chest. So keep your mind here in the upper abdomen and breathe. Low abdomen is gently firm, upper abdomen released as you breathe. Great. And then slowly release your hips down and swing your legs around for a seated position. Stretch the right leg out and bend your left knee. Lift your chest tall. Really nice. So steady. Then wrap your right arm around the left leg, left hand behind you. Anytime you rotate your body in a twist, it's rotating through the abdominal area. Naturally, anatomically, it tells you there's less space. So this is a fantastic way, another way to strengthen the respiratory diaphragm and enhance the level of pranic awareness around this cavity, around this space. So it requires that you sit tall, that you're supported, and you sit tall using your back muscles, and that you can relax around the upper abdomen, because that's where the respiratory diaphragm is. You need your obliques, which are on the sides. So you're holding that strength in the side and yet releasing the middle, and feel how that relates when you breathe deeply. Good. And then slowly unwind. Now keep the left knee bent and just draw the knee out to the side. Janu Shirshasana. So lift up again. And then exhale, come forward, hands toward the leg, and breathe. Remember, stability leads to diaphragmatic breathing, leads to pranic awareness. If you hold anywhere in your body because maybe there's an old injury you're dealing with, maybe there's tightness somewhere, or you're trying to push into a pose beyond your comfortable capacity, body won't feel stable. And then there won't be diaphragmatic breathing. Figure out where you can be stable here, even if there's an intense stretch, and breathe. Slowly come up. switch legs. We're going to start with the twist. So once the right foot plants, lift up through the spine. So activate the muscles along the back. Wrap the left arm, right hand comes behind, and rotate. If you rotate first at your neck, you'll get a lot of rotation at the cervical spine. That's fine, but it's going to be hard to get into the abdomen then, because the abdomen is going to be holding, gripping. So then you want to back out a little bit, establish your hips, lengthen your spine, engage through the obliques, the side muscles of the abdomen that help you rotate your torso. And then holding the twist and holding the stability, breathe. Twists are really good for bringing awareness in, especially seated twists. There's a lot of parts of your body that make contact with the ground. You're strong, and yet you're relaxing. So there's a lot of energy moving inside. And then slowly unwind and come to Janu Sirsasana, the right leg out to the side. Bending forward. One side might be a lot different than the other. So try not to go in expecting that it's going to be the same. Be open to the experience. Steady through the hips. And breathe. On an inhale, rise up. Great. And then lie on your back and come for a bridge pose. So the knees are bent. Now lift the hips. Clasp the arms, hands underneath you, or you could use a block if you wanted more of a supported bridge. But here, make sure the weight's on the shoulder so that it's not in the neck, because that would be a major distraction for doing what we want to do here. What you want to do is establish leg strength so that the thighs are going to be strong here. You use a good amount of strength of thighs here. You also use the glutes. So once from the hips, the glutes and the thighs and the feet are established, and the weight is on the shoulders, the middle can relax. You can relax your abdomen. Your abdomen is going to go up as you inhale, and it's going to release down. And this is a fantastic way to experience not only the benefits of inversions, of bringing your hips and abdominal organs above your heart and your brain to change the gravitational pull internally, but to sense your transition to pranic awareness. And then slowly release down. When you release down, take your hips over to the right side. Let's do a reclining twist. Knees come up, so hips, bend the hips as much as you can, and then rotate the legs over to the left. Rest your right arm out to the side, maybe the left hand on the outer right knee. Try to let gravity do the work for you. Means in any way, if you're resisting the floor, either through your feet or your legs or your back or arm or head, try to let that resistance go. And if it's too much, bolster yourself. Put a bolster underneath the shoulder. Put a block between your knees, a bolster under your hip. Come up and switch directions. So the hips come all the way to the left side first. And then pick up the knees and rotate legs around to the right. Gravity supports you. Your abdomen moves as you breathe. Slowly come up. Shift your hips to neutral. Hug both knees to your chest. And stretch out to lie in your back in Shavasana. Take a few moments to feel how you rest your whole body. And notice in resting your body, there's an inherent stability. The inherent stability allows you to sense the natural movement in your body as a consequence of diaphragmatic breathing. Notice how that brings your attention to the non-physical qualities. How it brings your mind and awareness to the pranic sensations. Notice and bring that awareness to the top of your head. All around your face. Down your neck and your throat. Your shoulders. Down through your arms, to your hands, and your fingers. Relax back up your arms to your shoulders. And from your shoulders into your chest, around your heart and around your lungs. Down your torso through your abdomen. Through your pelvis, all around your legs. To your feet and your toes. Slowly bring your awareness back up your legs and pelvis, up your spinal column, to your chest, your neck, your face, and all around your head. Breathe with an awareness that your entire body benefits. And that's possible because of your pranic awareness in and all around the space of your body. Begin to deepen your breath. Move your fingers and wiggle your toes. Rock your head from side to side. And slowly roll to your side. And skillfully press up to a seated position. No matter how long it is that you decide to sit here now for a meditation, reflection, start with stability. It leads you to diaphragmatic breathing. And ultimately to pranic awareness. Namaste.